It is now time for the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We've got a lot coming up on the program this evening, including discussions with Northwest men's tennis coach Mark Rosewell, along with tennis player Sergio De Velchez, along with Alexis Bartek. And we'll also be talking at Northwest softball this evening as well, as the softball season's well underway. And Matt Gorder, we finally got some softball weather to talk about it.
Yeah, that's just it. It's so tough for those spring sports, especially softball and baseball, having to get out on the grass fields and trying to get some practice in. I know they've done as much as they can outside on the turf there at Bearcat Stadium, but, you know, just to try to get into a routine on your field, normal practices, sometimes can be tough, but it looks like they're doing a good job of it so far and still have a lot of season to go.
Bearcat baseball hoping to get games in this weekend as well, with Southwest Baptist. So again, weather finally coming around a little bit, and also for the tennis team, a chance to really get outside and play in some nice weather for a change.
You know, and let's hope it sticks for them. You know, we've seen some ups and downs with the weather, which probably makes it even more frustrating for outdoor spring sports. But hopefully, we'll start to see at least weather that snow doesn't fall. You know, maybe if it cools off a little bit, great. But I think some consistency, I bet all these teams would love to have right now.
Now, normally we'd be talking a little bit of men's basketball, but they're making a trip up north as they are in the NCAA Division II Central Regional. They left today to go up there to play on Saturday night as they will face Winona State in their opening round game. That's a 7:30 tip-off. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 7:10 with our pregame. But they're getting a little early start up there. They've got some special activities for all the teams involved, so Ben and the team, they're on their way north.
Yeah, and had a chance to stop on the way, practice there at Drake, get an opportunity to kind of stretch the legs out on the long trip up north. But that's what's cool about the national tournament is they do have some things for the players to do, some functions and things like that. So you're thinking, well, 2 days early, but they get an opportunity to really have a neat experience and something that they've earned by making the national tournament.
MIAA well represented in that tournament, but most of that's in the other end of the bracket for Northwest, again opening up with the team that's made it to the Elite Eight the last couple of years, and a team that's claimed a couple of national titles in Winona State, but the host school Minnesota State Mankato also in the Bearcats into the bracket.
Yeah, you know, the one thing is I would take any other conference's schools opposed to the MIAA for two reasons. One, it's kind of fun to see the Bearcats play teams that they haven't seen necessarily or don't on a regular basis, and you know, not have to worry about the good MIAA teams until later on. The one thing, though, you look at Minnesota State Mankato, only a few losses this season, but two of those were to Winona, so you know that's not going to be an easy opponent necessarily just because they're not in the MIAA, but at least it's a group that they haven't really been able to get used to over the years and see a lot over the years, and it really gives it more of a national tournament feel.
As always, during the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, we have some giveaways to hand out during the show, and like we've done the last couple weeks, if there's a number on the kind of the carton there that has the ketchup and mustard there, if you have a number on that, come over and see Chris over to our left. He's just waiting to hand out things, and we've got corresponding numbers for some of our giveaways over here. So if you have a number, come over and see Chris to our left and claim your prize.
And despite the look, he is awake.
He's had a long day at class.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'll accept that.
All right. A reminder, too, that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body. Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located at near Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student body provides a Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square and open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out, and more information at 660-582-2699. We'll come back and have much more for you on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show when we come back to talk tennis and softball. All that's coming up after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee in Maryville. Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in store at Maryville Hy-Vee at 1217 South Main.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to turn our attention to tennis. We're joined by the head coach of the Northwest men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, finally, we'll be breaking the weather for you.
Yeah, we were outside today and we had a really good practice. Boy, it's been a tough winter, that's for sure, John.
One aspect of tennis, though, that it's maybe a little bit of an advantage over, like, softball and baseball. You can go indoors and get some matches in indoors at a couple of facilities here.
Yeah, we actually played in two spots this weekend. We were down in St. Joe, where we played for many years. And then the last couple of years, we've been going up to Red Oak, Iowa. They got a wonderful YMCA facility up there. And they really treat us well up there. So we were up there 2 days, too. So good indoor facilities, just a little far to drive.
Yeah, it's one of the things I know in talking with you in the past about Red Oak. It's a facility that's relatively new, and they've really rolled out the red carpet for you.
They have, John. They've done everything, and we really like going up there.
Let's talk about your squads. First of all, on the men's team, off to a pretty good start right now.
Yeah, we're 4-1 right now. We had a huge win over Cameron, who is ranked 15th in the country. We beat them 5-0, but then we lost to Drury, who's ranked in the 20s. But they got a good team. They're way, we'll be way higher than that.
And they're again one of those teams that has a little advantage with weather down south.
Well, they do. You know, they play indoors every day. Their facility is Cooper, so you know they can practice indoors or outdoors. So it's a good situation for them. But we'll catch up with them once we get outside. We can, you know, get things going. Usually we play a lot better in April when we're outside on a consistent basis and kind of get away from the weather.
Now, one of the things that has you excited about the men's team, and you've talked to various people about this as well, is when you look at your roster, you're having a lot of success with what essentially is a pretty young team.
One senior and the rest are freshmen and a couple sophomores, no juniors on the team. So, I mean, it really is a young team, but a talented team.
And when you talk about that talent, what are some of the things that stand out with your group?
John, we were playing challenge matches today. We got about 15 guys, and they're all wanting to play, and, of course, only six play. And it's very competitive, and just got tremendous depth, probably the best depth we've had in the 30 years I've been here.
And what are, let's just talk about some of the players that are performing right now that you're counting off for some wins.
Well, Sergio is sitting over there. He's our number one player. He's a sophomore, and he's already beat two guys in the top 50 in the country. And he's an outstanding doubles player, too. And then Luis Altamirez, who's his doubles partner, and Alvaro Rivera, they're all experienced players. So we've got some experience to go with the young players, too.
Yeah, you've got some young players, but they've been able to get some experience during the fall with the ITA activities that you're involved with in the fall.
Yeah, and we had a good ITA in the fall. It seems like a long time ago, but that's always a good sign to get things going.
Now, on the women's side, let's just talk about the team up at this point and some of the things you're looking for there. I know you've got your number one player is out for the season with an injury, but talk about the roster you've got and some of the things you're looking for.
Well, I think we're 2-3 right now, but the two wins is a conference and a regional win, so that's the ones you certainly want to win. But we got, again, another outstanding senior, Alexis Bartak, and that's a sad thing because her and Camilla, the girl with the ACL, had been playing together and was playing great tennis last fall. I thought they had a chance to win the ITA, and then she tore her ACL about a week before the ITA tournament. But Alexis is having a great year for us in doubles and singles. She's teamed up with a freshman, and she's been playing well.
And that has to be encouraging to see that type of play out of them right now.
It really is, because we're a little short on depth on the ladies' team now. You know, a lot of these teams that want to play us and think they've got a chance of getting us, they better do it this spring, because it ain't going to happen this fall, man.
All right. And let's talk a little bit about what's ahead of you now. I know you've got matches this weekend. The women will be on campus tomorrow. They're at least scheduled with Fort Hays State, and then your men's team's heading over to St. Louis for a couple matches this weekend.
Yeah, and actually we were supposed to play Missouri Western on Wednesday. Coach Tom Smith is coming to town. Now, there's still coming next Tuesday, and I've been asked a lot about that. Yes, he is. He does have a tennis background. He can play tennis. He was a coach at Valparaiso before he came to Central Missouri. I've been asked that about 25 times if he knew anything about tennis, and he does. Then we've got Fort Hays here tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Gruby Courts, a conference match, and then we're going to go over to St. Louis, and both teams, men and women, are going to play Missouri St. Louis, who used to be in our league, and Lewis University, which is a good division, real good division, good two tennis team, right side outside of Chicago.
All right, and as far as Missouri St. Louis, what type of team they have this year?
It's the best teams they've ever had, and I don't know. Maybe they've beat us one time in all these years we've been playing, but. Jared, who's down at Drury, they're in the same league over there, and said they really got good teams on men and women. So I guess we'll find out on Saturday.
Talk about Jared. You kind of end up where you're going around now, and you're going up against some guys that you've coached coached as part of your team. Now you have to go up against as coaches.
Well, I feel like Coach Churchman, when he's playing Jim Sobota at Central Missouri, it's tough playing one of your former players and stuff, or Bart Tatum when he was down at Southern, and I got about four or five of them. They all want to beat me, and I played three of them. Jake the Snake Salisbury's up there in Nebraska Kearney, and Jared's at Smith's is at Drury, and Kendall Hales at UMKC, and the other guy, Petey, Jim Red's nephew, is over at Maryville. So that makes it even tougher, but it's a good rivalry.
I would imagine, too, it's kind of nice to see that some of your former players go on and have success like that.
Oh, John, I'm very, very proud of them, and we wouldn't want it any other way. And they're all fine coaches and did a great job as players and GAs when they were here at Northwest. And they're out there doing a fantastic job.
Let's talk a little bit about what goes into making a schedule to where you have your team ready to go at the end of the season, peaking at the right time. I know one of the things that you've prided yourself on is the fact that during the non-conference portion of the season, try to schedule some good in-region teams.
Yeah, John, we really do. We try to play the best possible schedule. Anybody we can get a match with. Hey, I told Lions Club today, we played Notre Dame one time, and that's the fact, Jack. And, we try to play the best possible teams. We don't always win, but it makes our team get better, because when you get to the conference and the regional part of the season, the postseason, you're going to have to play those type of teams. And you better be ready, and if you haven't had any experience playing them, you're not going to play very well. I found that out a long time ago. So that's something you got to do.
Now let's talk about the conference schedule this year. And it seems like traditionally you've got SVU down in Bolivar. That's a team that you have to watch for, both for the men and women. You've got the Oklahoma schools coming in to play some pretty good tennis there. Just kind of talk about what you're expecting out of the conference race this year.
Well, as far as the league, you know, you always got to look to Southwest Baptist and Coach John Bryant. That guy's been coaching down there for, you know, 45 years, whatever, you know, long, long time. And he is a legend down there. There's no doubt about it. He just went in the Missouri Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. And his women's team is, it's the best team I've ever seen, not only from Southwest Baptist, but in the region. He's number one. And his men's team is very, very good. You know, we've always had close matches with them. Washburn men's team, very, very good. They're right in the mix. And then, like you said, the Oklahoma schools, both Northeastern, who went to the national tournament last year, and then Central Oklahoma at Edmond down there, very, very strong. So like all the rest of the sports, with the addition of all the new teams, it's a super league. And, you know, all these teams, if you win the league, you're probably ranked very high.
Now, you've got a couple of MIAA tennis players of the week we'll be talking to here in just a moment, Sergio and Alexis. And just kind of talk a little bit about what makes them that special for you.
Well, they work very, very hard, and I think all of our athletes do here at Northwest with all the sports. But, you know, you see them day in and day out, and, you know, doing the things like in the weight room, the stuff you don't like to do, you know, the conditioning part of it. And, you know, we started first week of school, and they've been going hard, and the weather's been tough, and, you know, really. And then when they've been in the tournament, been into the program for a while, and you see them improve and get better, and you see these things are working. I mean, that strength coach down there, you know, they do an outstanding job for not only tennis, but for all the sports. And it's made a difference. I can tell, because when they're playing in that third set, we're in shape, and we're not going to lose because we're not out of condition. They might be better than us, but it's got nothing to do with conditioning.
All right. Well, Mark, it's been good to have you with us on the program tonight, and we're going to have to get out and play a little bit as the weather gets better here.
You better believe it, John. And I'll tell you what, I wish that basketball team good luck Saturday night. They've had an outstanding year, and you know, good luck to them, and thank you.
All right. That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. And when we come back, we'll talk to a couple of his players who are here tonight for the program, Sergio De Velchez and Alexis Bartek. That's coming up as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for today's game comes from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. You can find agent information available at FMNottoway.com. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics located in Albany, Stanbury, and Grant City. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we'll be talking softball a little bit later during our program. But right now, continuing discussions with tennis. And we've got this week's two MIAA Players of the Week in tennis with us. Sergio De Velchez on the men's side and Alexis Bartek on the women's side. And again, it's good to have both of you with us here on the program. And first of all, Sergio, let's first of all congratulate you on the great start you're off to right now.
Thank you.
And just kind of talk a little bit, coming from Spain to Maryville, just talk a little bit about how you found Maryville and what you like about being a Bearcat.
I like to be a Bearcat. This is like a big family. I just found this this place because one of the companies, like, they make a recruitment and stuff, and they just let me know, like, this place is a really good place to be. And I just came here to try, like a freshman, and it was really nice. I like it, and I just stay here another year.
All right, and your second year in the program, off to a good start this season. And what have been some of the areas that you feel like you've improved upon here in the last year or so?
Well, it's really hard to come, you know, to a different country and start playing tennis because, like, tennis is really individual. Then, I don't know, it was hard to start because, like, you feel alone, like, your parents are not here, not your usual coach is not here. But, you know, then everyone starts, like, trying to help you, the team, the teammates, everyone, coaches. Then, I mean, I think my tennis is getting better. We're improving. We are trying to fix some stuff and get better.
Obviously, you're doing very well, again, coming in and playing and winning some big matches. As far as so far this year, what's been the expectations of the team that you right now?
Well, like last year, our goal, I think, is to make it to nationals again. And the men's team won the conference like the last 4 years, and I hope we can do it again this year. We have a really good beginning of the season, and I hope we get better.
Coach has talked a little bit about the depth that's on the men's side and the work you're doing in practice and a lot of the challenge matches and things. And I imagine that just makes the team that much better, doesn't it?
I mean, it does, because, like, there are so many players. Everyone won the spot. Then you need to fight hard to get that spot. Then if I were a lot of players, then everyone has something better than each other. Then you just can get better and better. Working hard.
All right. Sergio, again, Alexis is with us as well. And Alexis, for you as well, congratulations on the honor this week in the conference.
Thank you very much.
Now, I know we've had you on the program before, coming from Lincoln, Nebraska, and talk about, first of all, for you too, what brought you to the Northwest campus to play tennis here?
Yeah, I came to Northwest 4 years ago, and I wanted to look for a school that had a really strong elementary education program, and they have an awesome education program here at Northwest, so that was one of the main things. And then also just with tennis, I looked around at some schools in the area, and Northwest was the one that just stuck out to me, and I knew that I wanted to go there.
And it's been pretty good for you up to this point.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been a blast.
And let's just talk about this year. Coach is talking about on the women's side, not quite as much depth as maybe you've had in the past, but just talk about what you see as some strengths of your squad this year.
Yeah, we've had some unfortunate circumstances with our number one player tearing her ACL. We also had another girl leave that semester. So it's been tough with depth, but I think we're improving a lot, and we're really strong in singles. Singles is definitely where we've got our strengths. We're still trying to work on the double side of everything. So, yeah, we're just looking to improve and do the best we can.
On the double side, how much of it is just chemistry with your partner out there?
Oh, chemistry is huge. It's so important. And that's, like, the thing is, we've got so many freshmen, and so they're just getting that experience with college matches. And me and my doubles partner, well, she's a freshman, so we're just still trying to find that chemistry and how we click, and it's coming together. I think our doubles teams are getting a lot better.
I imagine too, you're looking forward to getting outside a little bit more now.
Oh yeah, it's been hard. We've played a lot inside this year, and it's so nice to get out. Today we were outside, and it was a beautiful day to practice.
Well, and you've got some matches coming up this weekend. Hopefully the weather will continue for you here.
I hope so. I love playing outside so much more than inside.
Talk about your fourth year in the program here. Let's just talk about what your plans are after graduation.
Yeah, I will be graduating in December, actually. I have student teaching in the fall, and I'm hoping to student teach back in Lincoln, Nebraska, where I'm from. So hopefully after student teaching, I can start subbing or possibly get a job, and that's kind of my plan.
All right. Now, one of the nice things I think about the Bearcat tennis program is both the men and women really are kind of one team to a certain degree. The way you guys travel together, have a lot of matches together, and it always seems like there's pretty good chemistry between both teams here.
Yeah, we've got awesome chemistry just between the teams, and like Sergio said earlier, we're just one big family. We do everything together. We love to hang out outside of tennis. We're pretty much together 24/7, wouldn't you say, Sergio?
It's true. Like, we warm up together, we support each other, we spend a lot of hours together, like, just not inside of the court, outside of the court with the classes and stuff. We try to get classes together with one of the teammates, then
yeah.
You don't feel alone.
Yeah, I think when you go to the matches, that's one of the fun things is watching how you guys support each other in the matches, since a lot of times you're playing matches at the same time on the courts.
Yeah, we definitely try and support each other no matter who's playing. And a lot of the times we're playing at the same time, so we're cheering in between chorus. I'm like, go Sergio, go on doubles. And yeah, so we're just one big happy family, we like to say.
Now, one thing that seems like it's a constant through the years with the tennis teams in Northwest under Mark Rosewell, everybody's got a rosy story of some sort traveling together. What kind of stories do you guys have about Mark over here?
Oh, man, there's just too many. oh, gosh, one of them is we'd be in the van, and I don't know, us girls are having our whatever girl talk and girl chat, and all of a sudden we'd be, like, stopped at a gas station, and Coach would come up and stick his face right against the window and, like, puff up his cheeks and just scare us because we wouldn't be expecting it, and it was just, oh, classic Coach. Good stuff.
Sergio, any stories?
I don't know. Coach is really funny. Sometimes in the band or in the court, he has come to you and, like, you know, make you laugh. And then sometimes it's really important. Even when we lose, like, you know, like, he doesn't want to be this type of coach. Like, he screams to you when you lose or something like that. Then that's, like, something really important. Like, you lose, like, you are kind of down. Then you want to have someone to, like, to try to support you and stuff.
And, Sergio, let's talk a little bit about, you know, on the academic side for you. We've talked to Alexis a little bit about that. From an academic standpoint, what are some of the things you're wanting out of your experience here at Northwest?
Well, for me, it's kind of hard, you know, for the language, being from our country. But actually, as soon as I finish my degree, I will, like, want to get a master. And after that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I try to... I will try to want to be a professional or something, or, I don't know, get a coach, you know, like mine, I don't know.
All right, well, I know it's been a pleasure to watch you guys practice and play, and good luck to you the rest of this season.
Thank you.
All right, again, that is two of the players from Northwest Missouri State's tennis team, Sergio DeValchez, along with Alexis Bartek, who's with us tonight on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. And guys, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
When we come back, we'll talk softball as the softball season's underway as well. As Matt will be back and talk softball, we'll be back and have more for you as the KXCV KRNW Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by East Hill Shopping Center at Frederick Boulevard and Belt Highway in St. Joseph. At 45 minutes from Maryville, East Hills offers new restaurants, including Five Guys, Panchero's Mexican Grill, and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville as we continue on the Bearcat Coaches Show, turning our attention to the Bearcat softball team. And we've got a couple of Bearcat softball players joining us, third baseman Kristen Uthe and also pitcher Sarah Baldwin. And weather, I know we talk about that a lot. I bet you guys are loving what we're seeing outside right now.
Amen. And I get a good tan, too, so I'm not complaining.
And that's the most important part, right?
Oh, exactly, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Especially when you're on that mound. That's exactly what you want.
Talk about what it's like to start a season. I mean, obviously, it's conditions that everybody in this region is going to have to deal with, that sort of thing. But does it make it tougher getting ready for a season, getting into a rhythm, getting into a routine, that sort of thing, when the ups and downs are there because of the weather?
It's so hard because when we go down to Arkansas, we play all Oklahoma teams, and they've been outside all fall and spring, and we've been in, like, Martindale.
Yeah, what's the toughest thing to work on inside?
Outfield.
Fly balls.
I mean, I'm not an outfielder, but...
Yeah, yeah. And what about, like, hitting? I mean, getting a chance to get in. I mean, obviously the view is going to be so much different when you're inside.
Yeah, going live, like, in the cage is just so difficult, especially for pitchers.
Oh, definitely. And, I mean, it's just hard to get your... I mean, it sounds stupid, but your footing, it's hard to, you know, when you have a flat surface versus... You know, dirt, it's totally different. Totally different feel for the game.
And now, are you one to want to dig into and have a little bit of a hole to work with, which obviously you're not going to be able to do in the gym?
Oh, yeah. I have a canyon all in that mound.
So when you're out of the mound and you've got another pitcher that maybe doesn't want that canyon, are you guys kind of having an inside game, filling it, digging it?
Oh, yeah. You'll see her, like, in her half, she'll try to fill it in, and I literally kick it back out when I go back out, so.
Now that you guys can get some more consistent time outside, another thing that you've had, too, is everything's been on the road. You know, you haven't had a chance to play at home yet. So when you get to this point of the season where you know that there's going to be some consistency, some outdoor practices, things like that, does that kind of make the season a little more exciting, knowing that you're getting to a fun part of the year?
Definitely, definitely, because you're finally getting – you're able to settle in and finally do what you're supposed to do. Go outside every day. You have a routine. You're not trying to avoid the baseball team in the gray room down, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a set time. You know exactly when you're going to practice. So it just, it makes things a lot smoother, and it's just great to actually get to play real softball.
And how many times, Kristen, have you guys had a chance to get outside?
Well, today was the first day, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible. And it's probably, is it still a little mushy out?
It was really, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, so even getting outside wasn't like it will be probably
in
a couple weeks.
It felt so much better, though.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you guys this weekend, you got obviously another road trip because that's kind of the way it has to be this point of the season. But two trips in one, basically, a stop in Bolivar, a stop in Warrensburg, play Southwest Baptist, Central Missouri. When you do that and you play two doubleheaders kind of in back-to-back days on the road, what are some of the challenges with doing that? It's a lot of games traveling with some travel time between games, things like that. What are some of the biggest challenges about being on the road and playing like that?
I would say, well, mine is I have to miss class, which a lot of people make fun of me for that, but I'm a nerd, so I absolutely hate missing class. So that's, traveling-wise, that's definitely the toughest for me. And it's also just hard staying in hotels because it's not your bed. You don't have a routine. You don't get to eat when you want. You have to eat with the team, and so you don't get to have your own personal, you know, routine. You have to be on other people's time schedules, so...
What about for you, Kristen?
That's basically the biggest thing. Like, you have to, it's not your field, so you have to work around them. So that gets annoying. Like, oh, we have to wait till they're done with the cages. And
yeah, yeah. Talk about teams in the conference. Who are some of the teams that, well, let's do it this way. Let's start with you, Sarah, because you get to face them as a pitcher. For you, some of the offenses that are toughest for you to go up against out of the MIAA?
Well, it's tough for me because I'm a newbie. So, honestly, I haven't played any teams in the conference other than the ones that we've played, you know, in the past 2 weeks. But really... I've just heard, you know, both the Oklahoma teams are Big Six, but other than that, I'm pretty new to it. So I just get to go out there, and I'm new to it, so I don't have anything to expect.
Is there an advantage for you in the fact that they don't know you either,
yes,
haven't seen you, and you can you take advantage of that?
Definitely. I think that's a very good approach to have, too. It's almost like I'm a freshman, so it's nice to just not have, and they don't have any statistics on me or anything, so... I think that's nice.
And Kristen, for you, some of the teams offensively, you know, pitchers that you have to face, are there some that stick out or that you've heard about that you're going to have to go up against that I don't want to say you're concerned with, that you can't wait to go up against?
I mean, I feel like this year their pitching is completely different. Like Coach just said, almost every team has a new, like, transfer in and stuff, but I feel like our conference is just, it's pretty tough. Like, you don't go up to a team thinking, oh, we just have this. Like, everything's going to be a good game.
Now, a little bit later on in the schedule, and this has got to be pretty cool, especially for you, Sarah. You guys are going to get a chance to play in your hometown.
Being excited.
From Chillicothe, you got a doubleheader scheduled in Chillicothe against Missouri S&T. I bet that's something you're really looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. My dad's excited, too. He said he calls Coach Anderson all the time and just, you know, just tries to get his ducks in a row, he says. So I have a lot of people tell me, well, we'll be at that game. So I'm excited for that.
And let's talk about how the two of you ended up here. And since we've kind of talked about Chillicothe with you, Sarah, it's kind of Northwest by way of Evansville.
Yep.
But just talk about the path to get here to Northwest and be a part of this program.
All right. Well, I've had a lot of people ask me that question. And I was in Indiana and realized that, you know, being that far from home is a lot. It's a lot more difficult than you'd think. It was hard for me, so I wanted to move closer to home. And although Maryville is in Chillicothe's conference, we've always hated the Spoof Hounds, I manned up and I came on a visit and I absolutely loved it. And honestly, the town's morale is what won me over with football, softball, just everything. You experience something totally different here. I was at a Division I. I mean, it was low-end Division I, but it was nothing like this. It didn't touch it. So it's a big deal.
I've always wondered about that because, you know, we've seen several Chillicothe athletes come up here to play various sports, and I always wondered about the transition because of the Spoof Hound Hornet rivalry.
Oh, and now I play with Bailey Scarborough. She was a Spoof Hound. I hated them. So, you know, we have to put our differences aside.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And for you, Kristen, you out of California. Yeah. And I always wonder this anytime I see somebody from California or Florida, you know, really out east or west, how do you find Northwest Missouri? How about your path here?
I always knew I wanted to leave California because I can always go back, and I realized I will go back. But I was an animal science undergrad major, so I just looked for schools that fit academically, and then it just worked out that this was a good fit for me in softball, too.
Now, talk about the rest of your year. You guys actually still have quite a bit coming up, and so many home games packed. March 28th is the first home game against Pittsburgh State. You guys will have a doubleheader that weekend, and then, you know, over the course of the next couple of weeks from there, you're pretty much at home solid with that one doubleheader at Truman State in Kirksville. But the excitement level of getting an opportunity to have that section of your schedule with so many home games and getting a chance to play in front of the hometown crowd, you looking forward to that?
It's so much different playing at home. The atmosphere is so much better, and it's just awesome. You don't have to travel, and you're still comfortable.
Yeah. Well, guys, I appreciate you stopping by, chatting with us. Good luck the rest of the season. I know there's still a little bit of windshield time to go, but
yeah.
enjoy all those home opportunities late in the season.
Amen. Thank you so much.
That is Sarah Baldwin, a pitcher for Northwest Missouri State, and Kristen Uthe, their third baseman, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more from Carson's in downtown Maryville right after this on KXCV KRNW.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777.
Today's game is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Dion and Judy Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes in part from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville as we continue here on the Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State softball. And joining us now is Jay Miller. He's in the Sports Information or Media Relations Office at Northwest Missouri State. He's the one that is with the softball team throughout the year, and that has meant for you also a lot of travel time, obviously. But just talk about the season so far and what you have seen from the softball team. Obviously, wins and losses wise, with 4-11 record, that isn't great. But I don't think that's necessarily a good measurement for a team that's been on the road so much.
Well, if you're going off last season, you know, we really, in total, lost 11 girls from last year, which is an incredible amount to come back from. You know, we look out when the game's starting. We've got two returning starters: our center fielder, third baseman. We're young. I mean, we are young, and it takes a long time for these girls to gel together, especially when they get on a bus. They're together for 8-10 hours, closed, tight space. I mean, you really find out what everybody's about at that point in time. But, slow start, but it's a young team, and we're excited for what we have.
What do you think have been some of the biggest strides that have been made? I know we're about the midway point of the season, but what do you think has been the most advancement with this team since they are young?
Well, you mentioned I'm with Sports Information, so I'm a giant stat rat. I look at analytics, you know, all that kind of craziness, but our approach at hitting has been spectacular. When you think you've only got your 1 and 3 hole are the only ones who were in the starting lineup last year. So, you know, against Missouri Western, we had a game where we had 3 strikeouts, but we put 23 balls in play. That's a good, solid approach for a young team. You're not striking out a lot. You're taking pitches. You're working the count. And in the second game against Mo West, where we won, we led off the inning with a walk by a freshman. And she ended up batting twice in the inning, and that's a huge accomplishment for a freshman in that type of situation.
We heard from Sarah and Kristen the fact that they just finally have gotten outside for practice.
Yeah.
I can imagine that's going to be something once they are out on the field, outside, in their normal atmosphere, that will help bring them along quicker as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've had our catcher, Tasia, and she's not going to be happy that I mentioned it, has dropped 2 foul balls that are, you know, in foul territory. But how do you practice that in the gymnasium? I can only throw a ball 15 feet high when these balls are going, you know, over the backstop height-wise. And, you know, we laugh about it because there's nothing you can do. You can't practice that in the gymnasium. And, you know, we were able to get on the field today, and it was awesome just to see everybody, you know, dive in. It's getting outside, there's nothing like it.
Kind of a renewed energy, basically.
Absolutely. All around the infield, all around the outfield, it's awesome.
As you look at the MIAA, and obviously they've got a few MIAA games under their belt, but a lot more to go. With the conference this year in softball, where are some of the strengths and weaknesses in the MIAA?
You know, coming out, I think Mo West was top 25, and they've split every single series so far. That kind of is shocking to me a little bit. But, you know, Fort Hays, they lost their big gun last year. UCO, coming off a national title, their head coach left. I mean, it's a big shakeup. It'll be so interesting to see where everybody ends up, you know, come tournament time. It's really a crapshoot at this point.
When you look at the schedule, of course, we talked with the girls about this a second ago, but so much of the conference schedule that's left is going to be packed in at home starting on the 28th. So it really kind of sets them up, if you can get some wins at this point in the season, to really have some success late in the year.
You know, the old saying is split on the road, sweep at home. You know, if you're able to do that, then you're walking into the conference tournament. It's huge, especially in baseball and softball, just to get, like they said, a routine. You sleep in your own bed. We meet in the morning for breakfast. We're at the field at a specific time, our field at a specific time. You know, you're driving your car there. You're not on a loud bus. it's all in the routine. I think softball and baseball players alike are creatures of habit, especially pitchers and everything like that. So to get those games to end the season at home is going to be huge mentally, almost more than anything else.
So it kind of sounds like, just by what we've heard from you guys, that despite a 4-11 record, I think the most exciting part of the season is yet to come for this team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these girls are just coming into their own. I mean, freshmen are going to make freshman mistakes, but it's letting them make that mistakes early, and then you pull them aside and say, hey, why did you do that? Or that's not how you're going to do it here in the future. You know, that's the biggest point, and that's what we're trying to stress to our girls is, hey, we've got the talent. We are right there. You know, let's just kick the door in and run through it, and we'll be fine.
Well, Jay, I know you guys have done a lot of travel, still a little bit left for this weekend on the road,
yep.
Bolivar and Warrensburg,
yep.
and especially there with Central, a traditionally powerhouse softball team, so it looks like there's a pretty big weekend coming up this weekend.
Getting the momentum coming out of Missouri Western was huge for our girls going into this week. Like I said, if we can split both series, awesome. If we can take two games, even better. You know, coming away with wins on the road is very important. And to know that the weekend after that, we're just going to St. Joe. I mean, just, again, we're not staying in a hotel. We are on a bus, but it's for 38 minutes instead of, you know, 4 or 5 hours. So next two weekends will be crucial in the aspect of time for freshmen to get out of making the freshman mistakes. You're athletes now. You've been around. It's time to win.
All right, Jay. Well, thanks for stopping by, joining us. Enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That is Jay Miller. Again, works with the Northwest Missouri State softball team, a member of the Northwest Media Relations Office, and follows that team around, even the thousands of miles that they have covered so far this year. We'll take a time out and be back with more here at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Today's game is brought to you by Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane, 562-3882 or 582-3512.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups to oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or in shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from downtown Maryville, Carson Sports Grill, and joined now by Athletic Director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. And Mel, another busy weekend coming up. And first of all, let's turn attention toward men's basketball as they're heading up to Mankato to be in the Central Regional Tournament up there, and coming off a very good regular season, get a chance to play a little bit more.
Well, that's right, John. We're excited for Ben and for the team. They really played well all year, and you know, Saturday night, that was a tough ball game. Missouri Southern is a really good basketball team. We're a really good team. It was just a matter of a few breaks at the end of the ball game, and so I think our guys are really excited about having the opportunity of going, you know, obviously going to the regional. But what they're really excited about is we're going to be in a bracket where there's no other MIAA teams. And that, you know, Winona is a great opponent. They've been in the past, 6 years, they've been national champions twice. I think they've been in a national in the Elite Eight a couple more times, so it'd be a great opponent for us. But they're really looking forward to it. And talking with Ben yesterday, they're a lot different style than what we see. They're a long, big team. I think he said they only have two guys in their squad that are under 6'4". And so it's going to be it'll be interesting to see how they match up with Cooper and you know, and some of the speed that we have, and you know, it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We talk a lot about experiences for the student athletes, things like that, and a lot of the different events. Last weekend at the MIAA tournament, obviously with both teams involved in the postseason tournament, we saw down in Kansas City the band get a chance to be down there. The great show going by Bearcat fans. It just seems like there are an endless number of great experiences for these student athletes.
Well, it really is, Matt. And I'm glad you said something about our fans, because I really want to compliment the Bearcat fans. They came out in great numbers both nights, and you know, a tough ball game, like I said, Saturday night, and I think I had three different people that work in the arena compliment our fans, just say, you got great fans, they're so cordial, and they keep things clean, and you're easy to work with, and that makes you feel good. And, you know, I think it's just all kind of that family atmosphere that we have here. And, you know, hearing Sarah Baldwin talk about, that was what drew her here. And, you know, that's true in all of our sports, and it comes from, you know, a lot of that comes from our coaches. We got a great bunch of coaches that really work hard at it, and really make it a lot of fun for everybody.
Well, I think, too, when you talk about Kansas City and the MIAA tournament, that has really turned into something that, from a postseason standpoint, it sometimes is even bigger than the regional tournament as far as atmosphere goes. When you get all the conference teams coming in together, the fans and things, it's really something that's tough to beat there.
Well, I know the coaches have talked a little bit about that you have to kind of be aware of a little bit of a letdown when you go to the regional, because you don't have the atmosphere that you have in Kansas City. I mean, that's just a great venue with so much tradition, and you know, and like you said, all the teams really support. Like Fort Hays had great fan support there, and Missouri Southern had a good crowd. You know, unfortunately for Central Missouri, their men got knocked out right away, but you know, they were there for the women's games, and it really makes it a lot of fun.
It really is. I mean, it's a great time around Northwest. You look at a lot of programs around the country, they may have a sport, maybe two, where they have success and sustained success. There are so many sports. You know, we just talked, a week or two ago about track and field. You know, you've got national participants in track and field every year. Basketball, obviously, we're talking about. Football. But there are so many sports that have success. It's incredible to see.
Well, it really is. And, you know, we're enjoying really a lot of success right now in the spring. Coach Rosewell's men are off to a great start. And the women, you know, I think they're going to get better each week. I heard them talking about, you know, the number of young players and how that affects doubles. But, you know, both of those teams are going to have great seasons. Our baseball team right now is leading the conference or tied for first. And, you know, Coach Lowe has done a great job. He's taken a little different approach, a lot more high school kids, and really they're a lot of fun. I mean, they're hitting the ball well. Softball doesn't have the wins, but I was down out for the second game Saturday. The other day at St. Joe, I got to see the win, and gosh, we had 9 or 10 hits in that ball game, you know. And they're going up there. We start at least 3 freshmen, and our women's golf team played well in Oklahoma. You know, the first time they've been on the golf course this spring, the very first time, and played pretty well. So we've got a lot of good things really going for us.
And why is that? What are some of the things that Northwest does that equates to success in the athletic department?
Well, I think that I think, like I said, a little bit of it is just the atmosphere and the tremendous support. We get great support from our administration, you know, from president on down. Dr. Jay's is a huge sports fan, and that precipitates down to everybody else. And we've got really supportive faculty, and, you know, you've got to have a supportive faculty in the spring, because some of these kids miss a lot of class. And the thing that amazes me, if you look at our spring sports, tennis, golf, baseball, softball, some of those kids are our best students, even in the spring when they're missing classes. And I just think that says a lot not just for them, but for the cooperation that they get between the faculty and between the student athletes and between the coaches. We all work together. We all have kind of one common cause, and that's the best for our student athletes.
Well, you know, just from all around in college athletics, it's hard to build a program to be successful year after year after year. Is it just as hard to maintain that once you get to that level of having some success?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth in that. And, you know, one of the things that we have to do, especially with some of the sports we just talked about, we have to do some things to help them out facility-wise. Just like baseball and softball, they haven't been outside until the day. And you go 30 miles down the road at St. Joe, and those people, they haven't been outside, but they've got a wonderful place inside where they can hit about everything. They probably can't hit fly balls in baseball, but they can do about everything else. And that makes a tremendous difference. So, I think our teams are doing great, but there's some things that we can do to help them be even more successful. And those are the things that you have to have to what you were talking about, to maintain, to be good year after year after year.
And I know the trophy tour that you went on here the last couple of weeks, one of the things that you brought out was the need for an indoor facility, and showing some of the plans to alumni around the region on what can be done, hopefully, if the money can be raised for that.
Well, that's the plan. We'll know a lot more once our Northwest Foundation meets. They've got a couple of meetings, one this spring and one this summer, and at some point, they'll decide what their priorities are and what the goals are, and then we got to go out and get it. So, but I think that there's going to be a lot of support for it. I think it's great that Missouri Western and St. Joe has it, because that's going to spur us on. Our people don't want to be behind, and so and that's the way Division II is getting to be, and especially in this league. You've got to keep up. Last Saturday I was at Central Missouri, and Coach Sabota took me between games. We went over and looked at what they're doing underneath the stadium, and their locker room and their weight room and meeting rooms. It's phenomenal. They're a step ahead of everybody else now in that respect. And so it's just something that you just have to constantly keep working at.
And you touched on this a little bit, but one thing I know, when I have fans talk to me and talk about indoor facility, the temptation, or I guess the natural thing, is for fans to think of that as a football thing, an indoor facility, a football thing. To me, it just seems like there are so many more sports outside of football that benefit from something like that than necessarily a football team would.
Well, honestly, Matt, I think if you go in season, football will be down the line about fourth or fifth as far as real benefits from it, because football is an outdoor sport.
Yeah.
And the only time during the season that you would go inside would be, for lightning or for extreme cold, and we've experienced extreme cold together, and so but otherwise, for football it'll be beneficial in the off season, and they'll be able to do some things. But for baseball and softball, our track teams are, we really don't have an indoor track. We've got what we have in the arena, but it's so tight, it's so small that they can't work out on it on a consistent basis. And so those sports are for sure going to benefit a lot more from it, than football will.
All right, Mel, well, thanks a lot for being with us this evening, and it should be another fun weekend with a lot of spring sports going on down here, but also up north with basketball.
Well, we'll hope there's not too much snow in Mankato, right?
All right. That's the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma. We'll be back and wrap up the show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway County Economic Development. promoting the community, supporting business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development. More at MaryvilleMO.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from MTE Office Centers with locations in Maryville and Cameron. Providing computers, printing, networking furniture, and office supplies since 1935, MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we wrap up the program, don't forget we've got Bearcat basketball coming up on Saturday night as Northwest faces Winona State. It's an opening round game of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. We'll be on there at 7:10 with our pregame from Mankato, Minnesota. My thanks to everyone involved with the program. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is 90.5 KXCV Maryville and 88.9 KRNW Chillicothe. It's currently 66 degrees outside and looking great. We'll now join Performance Today here on KXCV KRNW.
Quite a variety of music coming up this hour on PT.